Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, October the 8th, 278th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisorette Virginia Bass, and she brought along a friend.
I do have one friend, and today I brought with me Charlotte McDonald from Eureka Main Street.
That's why you never see you in a crowd. There's always one friend.
There's only one.
Yeah. Hi, Charlotte.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Yeah. You can sense the tenor of this afternoon's program.
You know, I have got to get more on top of you here.
You need to anticipate me a little bit more. Yeah, we'll let that one slide, too. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the new program that's in place. City Council in Eureka has done a little bit of activity in that area, and the county is threatening to step up and do a little bit more. We'll find out what other threats are in their mind when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass and Charlotte McDonald. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Bet you didn't know Ralph, because he died in 1882. Quote, "The first thing a great person does is to make us realize the insignificance of circumstance." You need me to boil that one down? There's no such thing as situational ethics.
Well.
Oh, okay.
That's what Ralph says.
Yeah. And he's dead.
There you go.
Why don't you bring us up to speed, Virginia, about the efforts that are being done by City of Eureka and also the greater area of influence, if you will, of Eureka regarding some of the homeless, the zombies, the effort. I don't know if there's an all-inclusive title for it anymore.
Street people.
Yeah, but some of them are and some of them aren't. What's going on?
All right, well, that's, you know, I brought Charlotte here to help me. She's quite the...
She's your
PR gal? I think
on-the-ground
expert on... we're moving some things forward. And, it's interesting because you mentioned, you know, the city's doing X and... Certainly, that's true. But what we're working on with the CHIP group, or the Community Homeless Improvement Project group, is a collaborative effort that started with meetings at the county. I mean, this one set of efforts, I guess you could say, you know, came about over a year ago when we started meeting on a regular basis after there was a lot of discussion in the community. And it took a while, but we, you know, have started moving in a direction, and most of it is centered on the city of Eureka, and that's certainly where, you know, the city and Main Street and others are certainly now running with the ball in a lot of areas. And, you know, eventually it'd be nice to be able to expand that. But yes, the greater Eureka area is affected, but, you know, right now what we're doing is we're focusing on Eureka, and that's, I don't know if you've heard the slogan, I guess you'd call it, that we now have, and Charlotte, I'll let you say that.
Get out of the way, you...
It's
different quote.
It's when you're in our way.
Yeah, no. Stop, don't run. No, we're actually Eureka, the heart of Humboldt. And so that's what the logo that our committee has come up with, our marketing group, and the... Because we've broken into subcommittees now. We have marketing and education. And so that's what our slogan is. And we're starting with an anti-panhandling campaign. So we've put together a brochure that talks about the importance of, you know, giving a handout. I mean, the importance of giving a hand up, not a handout. And so we put together a brochure that people, instead of giving to panhandlers, where their $20 will buy drugs and alcohol most of the time, if you give $20 to a nonprofit organization, that money is then reinvested into the people, the poor people and people that need services, homeless and others.
Is it the nonprofit and the charities that are the directive of that? Is it the churches? Is it a combination of? Yeah, because I can remember when we all were a little bit snappier looking, United Way was involved in helping out, and their supported agencies, and I know that's kind of dissipated over the last little bit, and there was Big Brothers and Big Sisters that certainly helped in this continuum, and Boys and Girls, things like that that were there for folks, but I don't sense that these are the groups that you're focusing on for this initial wave.
For this initial one, no, we're not. What we're focusing on this one is like Raven House for the young people, and Rescue Mission, St. Vincent Dining Facility, Betty Chin. We've got the 211 number, which is associated with United Way, and so what we're encouraging people to do is call 211, and 211 is a reference, and you can say, you know, I want to give money to, you know, a certain group. So it's specifically designed so that people that feel that they need to give money to somebody that's panhandling because they feel sorry for them, if we educate them on just where that money is going, that then if they still feel that they want to give, that their money is better invested in an organization that's specifically there to help with homeless needs, be it children, be it families, be it single adults.
Are there merchants that, I can remember, and this was the old Safeway, I don't know what the new Safeway style is, but years ago, back when the Bowl for Kids' Sake was a little bit more upfront in people's minds, you know, the pennies, the spare change, you know, put it in the container and we'll donate too. Is there any effort in association with this for the merchants in the area that have the impacts that are in the area? Is there just somebody who's thinking about it to do something similar that way?
We have not looked at that, and it isn't even really one that I've thought about too much, mostly because we're so involved with the fireworks and knowing what it takes to put a container up. And, you know, like the Safeways and stuff have changed their whole philosophy. Now they don't even have the containers. It's like one of those choices
because so many people use credit cards,
yeah,
or
exactly.
Debit cards.
Exactly. It's something that, you know, we could look into consideration. But I think for right now, we really want to focus on an educational component more than on a fundraising aspect.
KINS News and Information Times 319. We'll be back with more from Charlotte McDonald and Virginia Bass.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Charlotte McDonald and Virginia Bass. Ladies, the concept of helping the homeless certainly isn't novel. The frustration level in the community probably wasn't novel either. But it's been a rising tide over the last years and decades here and in a whole bunch of other areas. Are there other communities that have done what the city has done, with what Chief Mills is doing, with what you're suggesting, successfully?
You know, I'll start, but I think Charlotte's got more information probably, but there are other communities, and that's what we've been involved in, you know, researching and looking at. Reading, yes, is the one that comes to mind. There are communities that are doing things in very different ways. Some of them will have meters out for people to put change in, for those to go into programs,
so people keep sending us.
Cool idea, it's interesting. I think there's concerns about, you know, vandalism, but those are all things we're working at and on. And you know, I do want to. Charlotte mentioned the education in the last little segment, and I really want to focus a little bit on what we're doing because, you know, this community is a giving community, and we've got to change our habits. And by handing out and making people aware that there's better ways to help people is really where I think we start the ball rolling. So,
but you're not saying don't give, don't help, don't support.
Just don't give cash.
Just do it differently.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I have several people armed with these new pamphlets that have just been out recently. I know that they were down on Arts Alive Arts Alive. And
the next couple of Arts Alive.
Yeah, so it's going to be a continual process along with the T-shirts. And
do retailers have this also? Because, it didn't strike me until we were, where were we? Week and a half ago. And somebody without us, out-of-town plates, and there was somebody there. They were pulling out of a restaurant driveway. There was one of the folks, and they stopped and gave, and I immediately kind of got a little excited because, some of the stuff that we're doing, and I kind of went, wait a minute, this is somebody who's from out of the area. They
don't
probably
know.
Are unaware.
And you brought up maybe hotels would be a good place. Maybe, this is part of this is getting into the community. I stopped off at a couple of banks yesterday that I know have had issues.
We dropped them off. We have a Eureka Main Street started through all this process. Eureka Main Street's created a neighborhood watch. And through the neighborhood watch, we've also created a neighborhood watch walk. And so we got the brochures about a week ago. And now we take them with us. And when we're out walking, we go into the businesses and we'll give them, not a lot of businesses have them yet because this is still a fresh start, but it's our intention to give these pamphlets to the businesses so that when they have shoppers and visitors that come into their stores, and when we're out doing our walks, we carry them with us. And when we talk to visitors and things and they ask us what we're doing, we explain what the purpose of our watch walks are, and it's to really, more than anything, it's to get people connected with services, because the more that people are connected with services, the better the opportunity to get them healthy and back into a functioning society. And I think that one of the best examples of that is when you look at the Eureka Rescue Mission, and they have a 60% success rate when people go through their year-long program, and Betty Chin is another. There's a lot of programs out there that are very good, and that's why we really want to educate people. Don't just give your money to somebody that's on the street corner, because there are resources that are there specifically to help the people that are on the street corners. Most of the time you'll give money and there'll be shift changes. A lot of the panhandlers, it's not just one person out there panhandling.
And they're not necessarily homeless.
It's a whole career. They're not necessarily homeless. And I've watched them do shift changes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The person that's been out there for an hour now goes back to a van, and somebody else comes out with the same beat up sign. So it's a matter of finding ways to be compassionate, but also finding ways that are really going to connect the people that need the help.
And I've got to say, I from hearing and of your experiences with the walk, I also see it, though, as a way to interact with people who are exhibiting behaviors that are not conducive to the downtown area. And you can actually tell people, that's not okay to do that here. And my understanding is that you guys are doing that as well, just trying to let people know what's okay and what's not okay.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, it's finding ways to say that. Yeah, I'm not quite sure of the words that I want to use.
Is it working?
It is working. It seems to be. One of the things I'm really excited about is that Pamela Millsap, who is the homeless liaison with the Eureka Police Department, has gone around with us. And she says that through our process, we've actually helped get a couple of people off of the streets. And that's an exciting thing. And working with the rescue mission, when we go out a couple of times now, especially in the morning, we've had people that were sitting on benches and it was kind of cold out. And so we just take them over to the rescue mission.
KINS, News and Information Time, is 3:30. We'll be back with more from Charlotte McDonald and Virginia Bass.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass and Charlotte McDonald. Virginia, we've heard a lot about the city, impacts to the county, maybe not so much. Now, if Estelle's sitting in the chair, she says, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
We'll talk.
Yeah, each district.
Fine. But for the focus of this effort, it's been primarily Eureka, greater Eureka area.
Correct.
Is the county contemplating similar ordinances and things of that nature so that the sheriff, if he has time, will have that as a tool to be able to use?
I think what the county is going to be doing is looking at the efforts of City of Eureka's ordinances. It always makes sense when you're moving forward with an ordinance to find someone else who's done it well, especially when you're trying to do something without attracting, you know, a lot of
negativity
or lawsuits. You know, you know, well, you'd like
typically are negative in my book.
Yeah, but, yeah. So, but you know, we see other communities, and I mean, I think that's one of the reasons. You know, Eureka has been very deliberate in how they're bringing forward these ordinances. There's a lot more ordinances that people have interest in. You know, up in Oregon, you can't hand something out your car window to someone.
Right.
And I think all those are on the plate to be looked at. As far as the county actually, you know, moving forward with an ordinance or ordinances of that type, I think it's going to be very important to see how the City of Eureka ordinance operates. And then you also, you know, I'm not sure in Southern Humboldt if, you know, the shopping carts are the bigger issue that, you know, Supervisor Fennell's facing, you know, could be. And so it's unique to each area. But one of the things I have to say that we were talking about last week, well, actually probably most of the times we get together, are what are the impacts going to be, you know, outside the city limits? Because we are making an impact in the city. But
realizing it's mercury
it's
and
going
it goes,
somewhere.
Squeezes out, it goes somewhere, yeah.
And so it's been really very educational. We're also on the next printing of this brochure going to add like a general dispatch number. So when people see an encampment by where they live, you know, calling 911, it's not going to rise to the level of, you know, unless there's something happening, but it's still something that the whether it's EPD or the sheriff's office, you know, it's good to have it on their radar so they know where it is and they can get, you know, put it on the list, so to speak. And
you
know,
there is follow-up. That's a good thing when you call. And I actually have the phone number for both the non-emergency sheriff and the non-emergency EPD, because then they go out and they follow up. And It is a way of tracking, and it is a way of letting people know that if they're out on property doing illegal things, that it's not going to be tolerated anymore. We're a pretty tolerant community overall.
We're frogs.
County is, and so we're frogs.
That's not a reference to being French. You know, frogs in the water, in the hot, in the pan.
Oh.
You sit and.
Oh.
We're frogs.
Okay.
Have been. I mean, the whole drug culture thing, this mid-70s on.
Right. Career.
We've been frogs, and now it's just gotten to the point where we realize, hey, it's a little kind of warm here.
Right, and so, yeah, and so it is. It's just a matter of turning that whole thought process around, but not losing the compassion, because we need to keep the compassion.
Has Arcata Main Street or FBID made any outreach to ask and find out how's it doing in Eureka?
Brian? This is so new, because we've only been doing this for like 2 months now.
Yeah, but you're seeing results.
We are seeing results.
And they have those problems too.
Well, and I think what we'll do is we'll be able to start doing that, because this has been so new and because we've been trying it. We've actually been low-key. I mean, one of the things I think that we're probably the most guilty about is we don't always say, look at us, look what we're doing, because this is things that we want to get done, and we want to make sure that we're successful at it. And so we haven't drawn a lot of attention to ourselves. But I think now more and more, especially as we become more successful at this. In fact, we're going to be doing outreach. We're going to be going down to Blue Ox Millworks area next week and doing our watch around down
the
there.
Old, around the Target place or out at the old
out
city or the old town that was out there?
Where Eric and Viviana Hollenbeck are, all in that area. We're going to go out with our neighborhood watch and start empowering the businesses that are down in that area, especially around Blue Ox Millworks.
Now that brings up a whole different discussion point, I suppose, with the Mac Center. Well, and how and that's working, and is this part and parcel? Is this integrated to it, or is that one of the magnets?
I'm saying that's another component of not just what this group is doing, but where the county and the city are working together is looking at, you know, how are things working? Are there other ways we can do things? Are there other ways to get services that are
multiple assistance centers?
Is it always maybe there's a different model that can be followed? But we're looking at ways to improve, I guess, say delivery of services, getting people to the right place, not having it be a magnet for people that are causing problems. And that's the harder piece of this whole puzzle. You know, what Charlotte and the group is doing now is the educational component, which now that we've got it running makes sense to people. But there's the efforts that you're not seeing are things like, you know, what are the county and the city, how are they collaborating to improve in these other areas, whether it's the ordinances or getting people help they need, you know, defining all that. So I think it was interesting. We had a meeting the other day, and one of the discussions was that people are, you know, shifting outside of the city limits. And Under Sheriff Hansel was there, and he's like, you know, we kept hearing this, but when we actually went out to look, we weren't able to identify this happening. So, you know,
folks, they want to know if you're being impacted.
Well, they actually
call Billy.
No, don't. I would say call the non-emergency number,
is
at the office number at the sheriff's department.
The non-emergency dispatch number is 445-7251. That's for the sheriff, and the non-emergency for the Eureka Police Department is 441-4044. Billy gave us the 445-7251 number.
I'm almost tearing up laughing. 822-7251 is the insurance doctor, Steve Justice.
Oh.
Give Justice a call.
Wait, is he going to have to pay you for this advertisement now?
This one
was a freebie.
This will come back in spades.
So, but you know, this is a continuing process. Obviously, we do think that we're making a bit of an impact, and it feels good to move in a positive direction. Though
what
I know
kind of timeline
it's never
is
enough.
There on
curing everything?
Yes. No, not curing it. I mean, there's never a finish line, so you can't say that it's done. But to a point where maybe the homeless problem in our area is less intrusive, less impactful, more services to those who want it, and those that are coming into town for trim jobs, as we're experiencing now, don't.
Well, that's, you know, part of that is a culture question. And when we're talking about
a culture from giving to a culture of giving to support networks, that's a big difference.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, the TAP program, we've talked about several times, but not yet today. That is actually seeing quite a surge of folks being reconnected with people out of our community into where they live.
Bus fare.
Yeah, the Transportation Assistance Program. And there is now
got to stick to the acronym. Just can't say tickets on the bus to go back home.
Well, because it really isn't tickets on the bus to go back home. I mean, there is an accountability level. It's not like we're just going to put them on a bus and send
them. Right, and there's a receiver at the other end.
And one of the things
Not all communities have done that. We've been the recipients of others. Let's give
them a bus
ticket.
Honolulu is dealing with that in Hawaii.
I've read about that.
Isn't that interesting?
Understand they're getting additional federal funds because people are buying one-way tickets.
Well, and tourism is like
we used to joke about that, Brian.
So
when I saw
there are a lot of things
article,
we used to joke about. Yeah,
and it starts happening. But one of the things with the TAP program or the Holy Transportation Assistance Program, is it's not
you need
just
to fall back and rethink. I need a break.
Me?
No, I do.
Oh.
So you can think.
So you're cutting me off now.
Or whatever. Yeah, absolutely. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We'll be back with more from Charlotte McDonald and Virginia Bass.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Virginia Bass and Charlotte McDonald. Ladies, with the programs, whether it's called TAP or whatever it might happen to be called, there are some creative things that are going on. There's some cool things. There's some things that are resulting. I know, talking with Betty and her folks, there's some stuff that's starting to shift there. Charlotte, you mentioned the rescue mission earlier also. I mean, there are some successes, and I don't know about the multiple assistance center because I don't talk to those folks. As you continue to project this thing 3 or 4 years out, what does it look like? More people, more involved, giving more money to the same number of nonprofits to help more people? Is this a magnet? Is this a push away? What do you see in 4 or 5 years after this first initial generation, if you will, has now processed?
You know, one of the things I believe we'll see is that more housing to help alleviate the situation. We're not talking about, you know, necessarily houses for everyone.
Or the downtowner.
But options, but options for people to, you know, get off the street and actually be able to live a life. You're not going to feel safe. You're not going to, you know, the people who want to get off the street, right now, there's just not enough housing opportunities for them.
Are there a lot of them?
There actually are. I mean, do you think?
I believe there are,
yeah,
yes.
But if you go out, I mean, if you go out on the walks with Charlotte, you know, you run into some people that are just seriously down on the luck. You've got some that aren't going to want housing at all. And I'm sure you've heard many times from Police Chief Mills that, you know, you really can't enforce until you have the opportunities for people to find some type of housing. So I see down the road when we have more of, you know, a variety of housing type available, then we start seeing an impact in the people who are getting, you know, to the right types of treatment actually can make better recovery because they're not on the streets living. And I do see an improvement, but we can't stop the work.
Well, and I want to make a point real quick before we go off the air, is that the city of Eureka has actually got a homeless component in their general plan update in their housing element.
Well, good. You want to talk to Greg next? I'll mention it to him. Thanks for coming by, ladies.
Thank you, Brian.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Charlotte McDonald and Virginia Bass. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.